There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Friday, April 28th edition. 15 games on your slate. Sorry about the late release. Had some emergencies I had to deal with, and we are fine. Everything's okay. But let's get at it. Recording on my iPad in my truck, so I don't have everything. I have my notes. Grab those from the house before I had to leave. But I don't have the computer, but we will get it done. I have what we need to build our winning lineups. We'll kick it off with the starting pitching, Mad Max Scherzer, 12,700 versus the New York Mets. Mets have an implied team total of 3.16, and most importantly, they have one of the worst offenses in baseball right now. They lost to Spettis yesterday. They're dreadful against right-handed pitching at the moment, which is very surprising. The Jay Bruce is about the only thing they have going for him. Conforto's been swinging a decent bat. Mad Max has been filthy. The last two seasons combined has the best swinging strike rate and strikeout percentage in all the baseball. He is in line for double-digit Ks almost automatically the last few starts. I'm projecting 25-plus points pretty darn easily. We've been talking about not spinning for pitching, but tonight we spin for Mad Max at 12-7. Carlos Carrasco, 10-8 versus Seattle. Seattle doesn't strike out a ton. They strike out a little less than 20% of the time against right-handed pitching. They have an implied team total of 3.67. Carrasco, the last few seasons, has reverse splits, home road, splits better on the road than at home. But we know the potential of this kid. He is filthy. Seattle is not the scariest offense in the world. Cruz is slowly getting it going. Cano is Cano. But outside of that, you know, they just lost Haniger. Motter is okay. Seager hasn't got it going. So really, what are they going to get going? Segura's just came back from the DL. Verlander yesterday, 7 innings, 8 Ks. So if Carrasco's on, it could be good. So if you're feeling it, go Carrasco. I won't have a ton, but I'm just throwing it out there to you. You can save almost $2,000 on Max. Marcus Stroman, 9,100 at Tampa Bay. We love Tampa Bay versus right-handed pitching. I'll have my fair share of Tampa Bay. But wanted to bring him up for the fact that he's a very stable cash game play. He's stable for 15 to 20 points, maybe more, because of the K upside with Tampa Bay. Usually Stroman isn't a big K guy. But with Tampa Bay's strikeout potential, he might get a few extra ones. He'll give you 6 to 7 solid innings of 2 to 3 runs probably. It might get you a few extra Ks. Good cash game play with Stroman. Pitcher I love tonight, if you're not going Mad Max, you're going Jeff Samardzija at $9,000 against the San Diego Padres. Yes, Jeff Samardzija. First off, Padres have the third or fourth lowest implied team total on the board tonight at 3.40. Samardzija. People forget, yes, he's hard to watch. Yes, he struggles. But in reality, he really doesn't struggle if you look at it too much. He gets blown up in theory. He gives up 3 to 4 runs, but he goes into the 7th or 8th inning on almost every start. So he gets deep into the games, and he strikes out 6, 7, 8 batters or more in every game. So he gets you the strikeouts, what you're looking for in DFS. He gets you deep into the game, so he's getting you outs. And he's only giving up 3 or 4 runs. He's rarely getting a really bad game. So he's getting you almost 20 points in every start. So he has like one bad game, but he gets you 2 to 3 good games. So all in all, he's actually getting you production. But yeah, you want more. The part that gets me to want to use this tonight, two parts. First, out of his 3 starts, 2 against Colorado, 1 against Arizona, one of those was in Coors Field. So that was not the best route to success. Second, he's facing San Diego at home, and San Diego has a big, big K rate right now against right-handed pitching, and just overall is not been hitting right-handers well at all. So this lines up very well for Samardzija. People get scared off by Samardzija. In the past few years since being with the Giants, he's pitched phenomenally against San Diego. I like Samardzija a lot. I'm hoping people overlook him because they see Samardzija. Give me some Jeff Samardzija at 9,000 versus San Diego tonight. I'm all over it. You can go Eichhoff if you like at 8,600 against the Dodgers. We love Eichhoff. We've used Eichhoff. I got no problem with Eichhoff. I'm worried about, you know, the cross-country flight, getting in late night. The Dodgers against right-handed pitching we like a lot. You know, Seager, Grandal, some options there, but there's no jock jams anymore. Gonzalez is kind of lately. We like Eichhoff stuff, so I get it if you want to use them. There's some other options I like tonight. Robbie Ray, we like a lot. We're going Robbie Ray at home against the Colorado Rockies at $8,200. Robbie Ray is one of our favorite pitchers. We mention him a lot. Big strikeout arm. As long as he's locating and not walking guys, Robbie Ray is locked and loaded. We know it's the Rockies, and they hit really well, and they can hit lefties. We know it. It's not Coors Field. It's Coors Light, which, you know, is still pretty potent. It's what we call it, Coors Light. But Robbie Ray has proven he can pitch in all ballparks. So if Robbie Ray is locked in, he's a sneaky $8,200 GPP play because people see Colorado and they get scared off. So ownership should be in our favor. Still a good play with Robbie Ray. Lance Lynn, $7,800, rain permitting. It's supposed to be nasty in St. Louis facing Cincinnati. Cincinnati, 3.7 run implied team total. Lynn has been nice. I've been waiting and waiting. I said I wanted to see him come back from his injury. I like what I've seen. He looks really good, $7,800. I think he's 26-plus points in each of his last two starts. The ball's moving. It has life. He's getting strikeouts. Looks really, really good. He's pitching at home in a nice ballpark. Cincinnati's not in Great America Small Park. They're not in Miller Park. They have some guys that can hit a right-handed pitcher. We know it. But he's in a nice environment, weather permitting. I like Lynn as a nice GPP play at 78. Jameson Taillon at 7,400 at Miami. Love this play. 3.78 implied team total in a great pitcher's ballpark in Miami. He's basically Hellickson with K upside. We loved Hellickson. Hellickson looked great. He just couldn't strike anybody out. That's why he didn't get any points. He was phenomenal. Just couldn't get a goddamn strikeout. He was getting soft contact everywhere. He's giving up singles. Just no strikeouts. Love Taillon. The overall total on the game is only 7. Not much to worry about in that Marlins lineup. Just keep Ozuna and Yelich and Stanton under control, and you should be just fine. Taillon at 7,400. Nice play there. One of my favorite plays in this lower price range, Chase Anderson, 7,100 versus Atlanta. Atlanta, their offense is off and on, hot and cold. Freddie Freeman's always on. You know, Matt Kemp's back from the DL. Phillips, see if he's in the lineup. If he's not, that helps us out in our plan of attack. But they have an implied team total of 4-1-2. A lot of that has to do with in Miller Park. But Anderson's been pitching very well to start the season. Once a touted top prospect for the D-backs, traded to Milwaukee. Seems to have slowly been figuring it out this year. Looks really good to start the season, getting over 20 DraftKings points to start. And pitching at home, where he's been pitching really well. Like him a lot. So get me some Chase Anderson at $7,100. Charlie Morton, 6,900 versus Oakland. Oakland cannot hit right-handed pitching. It's like outhouse or in-house. They hit them with power, but average they're hitting below 220 against right-handed pitching with a strikeout rate over 22%. Charlie Morton's got that heavy, heavy sinker. If he's locating it and not walking him, remember what I told you guys his last start out? He's good, 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 and then he gets wild, ineffective, and gets into trouble. He was so good his last time out, and then like the fifth inning, he just blah. If he can stay focused and stay good, he can shut this Oakland offense down that came into L.A. swinging it good and just got stalled. They're going into Houston, stalled, and Charlie can keep them there. Implied team total of 394. Charlie at 6,900. Solid look there. Adam Connolly, 6,300 versus the Pittsburgh Pirate. Solid play there. Coming off a great start against San Diego in San Diego. Connolly against Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh implied team total of 372. Pittsburgh, a very quiet offense. No Starling Marte. You got to worry about McCutcheon. You know, against the left, you got Cervelli, Bell a little bit, Osuna a little bit. It's a lot of a little bits. Nothing consistent. Freese, Mercer, not world beaters. It's a very inconsistent offense. In a very pitcher-friendly ballpark, Connolly definitely in play at $6,300. A very high GPP play. Very low owned GPP play. $6,400. Tim Adelman at St. Louis if it plays. Big roll of the dice. He can get blown up quick, but he has pitched phenomenal to start the year, getting you over 17 DraftKings points to start. No one owns this man. No one ever owns this man. So, sneaky play there. So, I know I'm going quick. I'm just trying to get this out to you guys quickly and make sure I can record this before it shuts down on me. But Mad Max at 12-7, I love him. He's in for a great start unless he just gives up too many home runs for some reason. He's in for a great start tonight. Carrasco's okay at 10-8. I love Samardzija at 9,000. Love him. If you're not paying up for Max, I'm paying up for Samardzija. That's my next choice. Eichhoff's okay. Robbie Ray, I like at 82. Lynn, I like at 87. I absolutely love Taillon at 74. Love Anderson at 71. Love Morton at 69. Love Connolly at 63. And then Connolly and Adelman. So if I had to, it'd be Max, Samardzija for me at the top. You got Ray, Lynn, and Taillon in the middle. And then Anderson, Morton, Connolly, Adelman on the bottom. So that's your pitching options tonight. Get them locked and loaded. Let's get to your bats. You got Lucroy. I know he's struggling, but the BABIP's below 200. You know, that's going to turn around with a quality hitter like that. And his contact, he's hitting the ball over 80 to 85% of the time. So it's going to turn around for him for sure. Buster Posey, $3,800. In that game, if you want to roll the dice like you are with Adelman, you can roll the dice with Perdomo. Because the Giants' bats are equally as horrible. They might wake up tonight, but you can roll the dice. Wellington Castillo, $3,600 against the lefty Sabathia. He's always in play against the lefty. Russell Martin against the lefty Snell at $3,500 in play. Stephen Vogt against Morton, $3,400. Salvi Perez, $3,300 against Gibson. Brian McCann against Cotton's a really good play at $3,300. Yasmani Grandal. Yasmani Grandal against right-handed pitching at $3,200 is very, very nice. My top catcher of the night at $3,100 if he's in the lineup. If he's in the lineup. Robinson Chirinos, $3,100. Really good play. You got Pena at $2,900 or Bandy at $2,800 from Milwaukee is a good look. Francisco Cervelli against the lefty, $2,900. I know Avila let us down yesterday, but the Tigers are facing Pelfrey, so they're in play again. Avila's $2,900. A really good play tonight, Minnesota against Kennedy. Kennedy, a lot of fly balls, a lot of home runs. If you're playing a Minnesota stack, Castro at $2,700. He's about hitting usually sixth in that lineup. Very good play there in the Minnesota order. Chicago, White Sox. Mentioned them before last week against Vargas and Duffy that they can hit lefties. People didn't believe us then. They might believe us now. They're facing Boyd tonight. Matt Boyd of Detroit. If Giovanni Soto is in the lineup, crushes lefties, $2,400. Great, cheap catching option there. Moving to first base, Rizzo, $5,300 against Pomeranz is a solid play. Goldie against Freeland is outstanding. I know it's $5,100, but Goldie is a great play at $5,100. Eric Thames left last start with a hamstring injury. He's $4,900. Make sure he's playing against Cologne. Freeman against Anderson, $4,800 is a good look. Votto against Lynn at $4,700 in play. Absolutely love my top play at first base tonight. Edwin Encarnacion against the left-hander. He's on fire. He's crushing lefties. Went yard on Thursday. He's $4,600 against the lefty Miranda, who's given up 5 home runs against right-handed pitching already, or against right-handed bats already this year. Edwin definitely in play. Carlos Santana, $4,600 in that same game. He's first base outfield eligible. Matt Carpenter is heating up. Hit a granny in game one, a walk-off granny in game one yesterday. He's $4,300. Chris Davis from the Baltimore Orioles, $4,300. Albert Pujols against Nick Martinez, $4,200. Matt Holliday facing Gausman. Gausman gets crushed by right-handed hitting. He's $4,100 tonight. Jose Abreu, he's day-to-day. Make sure he's playing. He's $4,000 against Boyd. Party at Napoli's against Skaggs is $4,000 is a good look. Brandon Belt against Perdomo, $3,700. Kendrys Morales against the lefty Snell, $3,600. Kenis Vargas of the Twins. This is the day to play Kenis if you're going to play him. as a GPP play. Canis is a power bat. He's a home run bat. You play him for his home runs. Kennedy gives up the fly balls, gives up the home runs like we talked about. Vargas is $3,400. These are the days to play him if you're going to play him. Trey Mancini of Baltimore, first base outfield eligible against CC, $3,200. Lomo, $3,100 for Tampa Bay against Stroman. Josh Bell is a switch hitter, $3,000 against Conley. Justin Smoke, switch hitter, crushes lefties, crushes them, $2,900. Yonder Alonso, $2,900 against Charlie Morton. And then Ryan Rua, first base outfield eligible, $2,900 against the lefty Skaggs. And he had Ozuna, first base outfield eligible for Pittsburgh as well. He's $2,900. Second base, Daniel Murphy. I know he's facing DeGrom, but he's a great hitter to begin with, and he destroys his former team, the Mets, destroys them. He's $4,600. Cano, $4,500 against Carrasco. Johnny Villar is on fire. He's $4,400 against Milwaukee. Ben Zobrist hits lefties pretty darn good. Second base outfield eligible, $4,400. Dozier, $4,300 against Kennedy. Joe Ramirez, second base, third base eligible, $4,300. Kinsler, $4,200 against Pelfrey. LeMahieu, $4,100 against Ray. D. Gordon, $4,000 against Taillon. I like D. Gordon a little bit tonight. I wanted to look at, I don't mention him a lot, but tonight's a good look against the lefty Pomeranz. Javi Baez, $3,900. Been very hot and cold to start the year, but with the DH in play, should be in the lineup. The short porch with the Green Monster and left and Fenway, $3,900. Nice cheaper option at second base. Jonathan Scope, $3,600 at second base. Nice cheap option also. Jarco, $3,600. Second base, third base eligible against the righty Adelman. Love Starlin Castro, $3,500. Great play against Gausman. He's hitting cleanup in that Yankee stack. Really good play there. Brad Miller, $3,400. Very nice play. Saladino of Chicago. If you're stacking your White Sox, $3,200. Definitely part of that stack. He's hitting really good against left-handed pitching. Very, very nice play there. Saladino of the White Sox. My top play of the day at second base. The lunacy of this price. Absolutely ridiculous price here. So underpriced. Cesar Hernandez of the Philadelphia Phillies, $3,000. $3,000 against Kenta Maeda. The dumbest price of the night, possibly. Possibly. You play him. You play him at this price. It's like I said yesterday with Corey Seager at $3,800. You play him. I don't care. If he's not even a part of your stack, if you're just looking for a second baseman, he is your second baseman. He is my top second baseman of the night. Cesar Hernandez, $3,000. Solarte at $3,000 is pretty cheap, stupid cheap as well. And Jed Lowry, $2,800, stupid cheap. Third base, Chris Bryant, $5,200 against Pomeranz. Arenado, $5,000 against Ray. Machado, $4,700 against Sabathia. Frazier, $4,200 against the lefty Boyd. Frazier starting to slowly swing a pretty good stick as well. Miggy Schneau against Kennedy is a great play at $4,200. Chase Headley's price is up to $3,900. Losing a little bit of value there, but he's still playing really well. But like Nick Castellanos, $3,800 against Pelfrey is outstanding. I'd rather pay for that than $39 for Headley, just for the homer upside. You got Gallo. I know it's against the lefty, but $3,700 is still enticing. Mikel Franco's heating up against Maeda, who's just bad, $3,700. If you're not paying for Frazier, but you're still stacking White Sox, Davidson mashes lefties. He's $3,600. Don't forget about him. Travis Shaw is underpriced. Facing Bartolo Colon, Shaw's only $3,600. You got Suarez, $3,400. Justin Turner versus a righty, $3,400. Good price tag on that one. Mike Moustak is still too cheap, $3,100. Against Kyle Gibson, that's just dumb. Ryan Schimpf, $3,100 if you're fading some Marja. Good price tag on that one. Some bad prices there. Bad, bad prices. So, yeah, there's your prices. Third base locked and loaded today. Absolutely loaded. I'd go to Travis Shaw, $3,600, my top third baseman of the day. Travis Shaw, he's hitting 7 of his last 8 games, 3 homers, 10 RBIs in that span. Going to shortstop, which has been really thin of late. Trey Turner on fire, $4,900. Gene Segura off the DL, swinging a good stick, $4,800. Francisco Lindor, $4,600 against Miranda is outstanding. Trevor Story, hot and cold, $4,500. Love Seager at $4,300. Phenomenal, $4,300. Ledesma's Diaz, 4,100, not a bad look. Addison Russell at 3,900 bucks is the play of the day. Batting cleanup at that price against Pomeranz. Addison Russell, $3,900, lock and load. Anderton Simmons, $3,600 bucks, a good look. Hernan Perez, $3,600 bucks, outfield shortstop eligible, is pretty solid as well. Chris Owens, outfield shortstop eligible, $3,600 bucks, double donged. He's a great play. His ownership is going to be through the roof, though, so watch out there. He is a great play. Didi Gregorius, $3,500 bucks, should be back in the lineup tonight. Keep an eye on that. Could be a nice sneaky play. Not many will know he'll be back. Tim Anderson, $3,400 bucks, part of the White Sox stack. Really nice play there, leading off or batting second for the White Sox. You got Polanco from Minnesota is a sneaky good top of the order play at $3,200. I like him a lot too. There's some nice little shortstops slowly making their way. Tim Beckham swinging a good stick for Tampa Bay, righty or lefty, doesn't matter. $2,800 bucks. So a couple nice shortstop plays there if you're looking around. Heading to the outfield, you got Mikey Trout against Nick Martinez. He owns Nick Martinez. He owns all of baseball, but $5,600. Bryce Harper's on fire at $5,200. Blackman, righty-lefty, doesn't matter, $5,000. Ryan Braun, $4,900 against Bartolo Colon is great. Brantley, $4,800. Betts, $4,800. Not a big fan of that one. Stanton, $4,500. Aaron Judge, $4,300 bucks against Gausman. Love that play. Eaton, $4,300. Like Justin Upton at $4,200 a bunch against Pelfrey. Upton swinging a hot stick. Duvall against $4,200 is enticing. Trumbo, $4,200. A.J. Pollock, $4,200 against a lefty is phenomenal. A.J. Pollock definitely in play. McCutcheon, $4,200. Yelich, $4,200, both in play. Piscotty, $4,100 in play. Matt Kemp, $4,100. JBJ, $4,000. Shen-Soo Chu, $4,000. Cole Calhoun's not a bad play at $4,000 against Nick Martinez. Yasmani Tomas against the lefty, $4,000, definitely in play. Billy Hamilton, $3,900 bucks in play as well. K with the Chris Davis, always in play, especially at $3,900 bucks. Hunter Pence, $3,900 bucks is in play. Randall Grichuk, $3,800. Jacoby Ellsbury, $3,800. We got Jason Hayward. No, we're not going back to that, Will. Carlos Beltran at $3,700 is a really good play. Love Max Kepler at only $3,600. Scott Schebler at only $3,600 is a great play coming off a double dong outing. You got, you could roll the dice with Jay Bruce if you want, but I would stay away. There's other options. Don't try to be too cute sometimes. Josh Reddick at $3,500. Odubel Herrera at $3,500 is great, part of a Philly stack or even a mini Philly stack. Marcelo Zuna is only $3,500. Robbie Grossman, $3,400, nice little cheap Minnesota piece. Steven Souza Jr. still only $3,400 bucks, still too cheap. Aaron Hicks, if he's in the lineup, is only $3,400, nice value there. Moving on to Kevin Kiermaier is only $3,300. Don't forget about our man, C-Dick. He's only $3,200. Kevin Pillar is only $3,200 against Blake Snell. That's a really good price. Pillar's swinging a really, really good bat as well. Don't forget about him, swinging a really, really good bat. If you want to get dicey in a GPP, Michael Saunders is heating up, $3,200 bucks. Michael Conforto, $3,200 bucks. I go Saunders over Conforto because Saunders against Maeda's much better matchup. Even though BVP lovers will look at Conforto, he's actually hit Scherzer pretty decent in a small sample size. Here's the mispriced outfielder of the day. Avisil Garcia, $3,100 against the lefty Matt Boyd. Avisil crushes lefties. He's crushed baseball to start the season, period. And he's only $3,100. The White Sox stack is so cheap, it's just dumb. I don't want to use that one, the R word, but it's dumb. Avisil Garcia, $3,100. Even if he has... don't stack the White Sox. You just need a punt play. Avisil Garcia in the outfield at $3,100 is phenomenal. So much upside there. $3,100 for Avisil Garcia. Aaron Altherr, $3,100 is a great outfield cheapie too. Outstanding cheapie. You can go Cesar Hernandez, Altherr, Odubel Herrera. Sorry, Odubel Herrera as a three-man Philly stack. You can sprinkle in Franco as well. A four-man Philly stack against Maeda. Silly cheap. Because Hernandez is 3, Altherr's 31, Franco's 37, and Herrera's 35. Ridiculous. You could go with a little, we're moving below 3,000 now, trying to find the extra value, but we might not need to. We found enough value already. Pitching, we found some nice cheapies. You can go Renfro at 28 if you want that upside, but he's in San Francisco and Samardzija, so might not need to go there. Like I mentioned, Ozuna against Conley for Pittsburgh, 2,700. He hits lefties pretty well. He'll probably be in the order tonight. I don't think you need to dig too much more. We already found some value. Like Matt Joyce, 2,500 against Morton. You have that option. For the A's, you always have some others down here as well. Decker against Morton for the A's, 2,100. Blash for the Padres against Samardzija, 2,100. I wouldn't go too much deeper there. I'd keep it away. But those are your options. There's your outfielders. There's your plays. Stacks. Cleveland against Miranda is outstanding. Cleveland implied team total of 4.83. You get your lefties. Lefties hit Miranda well. Righties hit him well. They all hit him well. Don't forget Edwin. Edwin's taking him deep tonight. Arizona against the lefty Freeland. You lock and load them all, but Goldie is ridiculous. Pollock, Tomas, great plays. Owings is on fire. Just get them all in there. Detroit against Freeland against Pelfrey. Love that play. Texas against Skaggs. Don't be afraid of the lefty bats. Lefties hit Skaggs well. Also, like Mazzara, don't be afraid of him in there. Odor, but definitely Chirinos behind the dish. Rua's a value outfielder. You got the Yankees versus Gausman. Right-handed bats crush Gausman. So don't forget, like, Judge, Castro in the middle of that order. Milwaukee versus Bartolo, the lefty bats. Thames, Shaw. Obviously, you're going to use Braun, obviously. VR, Chicago with the DH versus Pomeranz, White Sox versus Boyd, lock that up, Saldino, Anderson, Avisail Garcia, either Davidson or Frazier at third, Abreu if he's in the lineup, Dodgers versus Eichhoff, only like your Seegers and Grandals of the world. There's a couple other great stacks out there, a lot to look forward to. Mad Max on the mound, don't forget Samardzija. Tons of value arms. I know I raced through that. I wanted to get this out to you guys as soon as possible. Sorry about all that. Hope it was good enough. We'll be back tonight. I'll record tonight for tomorrow. 15 games. Lots of good tournaments on DraftKings. But the information's here. Let's get it. This is your MLB DFS Quick Hits. April 28th. Check out Bench with Bubba. Episode 37. Around the Bases. Episode 9. Thanks for joining us. Catch you guys later.
Hey there, I'm Brandon Gelly from the Always Cheating Podcast, co-hosted with my friend Josh Landon. In case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. What is Blue Wire? Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans. And over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised more than $10 million to expand their team, their podcast network, and their business operations. Now they're raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding service that connects startups with investors. And it's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be a part of a growing startup. You can invest as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which will in turn help this show continue to grow. So if you'd like to be a part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, visit WeFunder.com/BlueWire.